Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll do headlines in the next segment. About a half hour from now, we'll do headlines, get you up to speed on Astros, Nick Saban versus Jimbo Fisher. Speaking of which, this was good. The Athletic yesterday, they were all over this. The Athletic covered Jimbo Fisher versus Nick Saban, Seth, like it was the Super Bowl. One of them, it might have been the Athletic's Twitter account, it might have been one of their prominent writers like Bruce Feldman, sent out a link to all of the Saban v. Fisher articles that the Athletic did yesterday, and there were like six of them that covered it from all these different angles.
Look, the Athletic started out very highbrow and wanting to be sure that they covered with a more, you know, in-depth perspective than anybody else, which they still do. They do a really good job.
I love it.
But along the way, they've also realized, oh, okay, a little bit of sensationalism.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt. We'll just we'll dip our toes in the water a little bit.
You don't sell the steak. You sell the sizzle, baby.
We're 6 months away from having, like, a babe of the day on the, on the front page.
But it'll be these really homely chicks, like these really bookish, nerdy chicks. Like, oh, I can get into that. Look, she's got every part of her body covered up. That's my kind of babe. All right, so Bruce Feldman, who is very well connected in college football, he's on Fox each weekend, and he's really good at his job on The Athletic. He went and talked to a bunch of coaches, both current coaches. Some of them put their names on it. Some of them didn't. But they were all reacting to Jimbo versus Nick Saban yesterday. And there's a ton of quotes in here, and we pulled some of the best ones. Seth, these are all coaches that are in the SEC footprint. Do we want to authenticate here at all?
Yeah, the first thing I thought when I was looking at some of these quotes was these guys all sound like a NASCAR crew chief or something. They got a certain flavor to their quotes. So I thought the first NASCAR crew chief I thought of was Cole Trickle's crew chief from Days of Thunder, Robert Duvall character.
Robert Duvall.
Oh, he can drive. He can drive beyond the limits of the tires, the engine, the car, anything else. If the son of a bitch listened to me, we wouldn't hardly ever lose a race.
Okay.
Yeah. That was actually Clint Sterner playing the part of Robert Duvall, playing the part of whatever that guy's name was.
Feel like we should have Clint come in and read. If they don't do this in the afternoon, it's a missed opportunity. Clint Sterner reading quotes from SEC coaches.
So that was, that was basically Robert Duvall when he was angry that the Tom Cruise apparently made it to that level without understanding that he had to be, like, take care of his tires and mind how much gas he had left in the tank. But anyway, some of these quotes, not the Lane Kiffin quote. I want to have you do the Robert Duvall. He didn't sound like Lane Kiffin doesn't sound like an NCAA pit crew.
No. Lane puts his name on it, though. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss coach, told The Athletic, "I'm speechless, first time in my life. I kept saying, this can't really be happening. Is this real life? I still haven't moved from my seat. Should have been on pay-per-view."
Lane's probably a little bit jealous that he's not involved.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's been there. He could, he's going to drop a hint. at some point, Lane won't be able to help himself. He's going to have to drop a hint about stuff that he could say about Saban if he wanted to.
Because he used to work for Saban. He was Saban's OC at Alabama. Yeah. That's true. I don't know. Do you think who do you think coaches are siding with in this thing? Saban or Jimbo? Like, Saban is Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But Jimbo said a lot of things that, I mean, Jim, if I'm like, if again, we use the mob analogy, but if I'm just a mob boss in one of the other families watching this, I'm looking at Jimbo going, Jimbo, yeah, shut the hell up, man.
I you know, it's one of those things where it's been such an open secret for so long that people brazenly cheat, and yet because everybody does it, nobody's going to sell anybody else out. Even as Jimbo is saying that and talking about what he knows, it's like, yeah, because you were there and would have participated. So that's why nobody says anything except for former players who talk about the perks that they got or, you know, money that they got. And that usually comes in the form of guys that didn't necessarily go to those schools but got bribes to go on recruiting trips.
Yep.
Travis Johnson, for instance, was offered six figures, right, to go on a recruiting
trip. At TrapJ99, you can go find it right there. Yes.
I don't know. I don't. Lane probably won't say anything. Plus, I think Lane was at Alabama when I bet Nick has been cleaner than most over these past 10 years because he's got so many advantages they've built for themselves that they can be squeaky clean and they still have that allure.
He's got, yeah, he can go to a kid and say, look, do you want to accept $100,000 from this school or I'm going to get you ready for the NFL where you're going to make $10 million? Absolutely. All right, so here's some of the coaches that didn't put their name on it in this Bruce Feldman article. One former SEC coach who spent time around both Saban and Fisher when they coached together at LSU in the early 2000s said Fisher telling the world to look into Saban's past with, quote, that eye roll was something I would have never expected in a billion years. It was oddly satisfying as someone who lived on that planet with them and also incredibly sad that those two have come to that. There's always been an honor amongst thieves mantra in the SEC, and those two just called each other's wives fat to a global audience.
They called each other's wives fat.
They kind of did.
To a global audience.
Yeah.
Your wife is fat. No, your wife is fat.
Yours is fatter. Yours is the fattest.
Not thick in the good way. Yeah.
Two C's. All right, the next one. A longtime former SEC head coach said this. One of the biggest fallacies is these kids going on unofficial visits all over the country. These programs have a cash fund they pay for players and parents and coaches flying all over the country and staying in these hotels and eating these meals. It's unreal. If you ain't going 85 into 55, you're going to get your ass beat in today's world.
That was the most NASCAR crew chief thing that
Give
I could
Give me that
heard.
Robert Duvall again, Ben. Let's see. Robert Duvall from Days of Thunder. Could we hear that?
Well, the end.
Go ahead.
Oh, he can drive. He can drive beyond the limits of the tires, the engine, the car, anything else. If the son of a bitch listened to me, we wouldn't hardly ever lose a race.
And if you ain't going 85 and 55, you're going to get your ass beat in today's world. I feel like you could attach that Robert Duvall quote to that anonymous coach's quote and not skip a beat.
Well, hey, what are basically all the SEC coaches saying? Rubbing is racing.
Yes.
You know, frankly, that's what Nick Saban is whining and bitching about, is that other cars are out there rubbing. Like, if it's allowed,
yeah,
you're just, that's what you do. So why are you complaining about it? Join the party, Nicky.
This last one is great. This last one's long. If you guys can survive my redneck voice for about 30 seconds here, humor me. Ego's
not a redneck voice. It's specifically a NASCAR crew chief voice.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that to all you rednecks out there. Ego's gotten in the way, buddy. It's the wild, wild west now, and I don't see it slowing down either. You got Texas, Oklahoma, A&M, LSU. Boy, that was pretty fun, them naming all those schools. And all these schools that want to win yesterday, and they don't want to be second or third. Something's got to give. And you opened up rules where, hey, there's a license to go out there and buy whatever you need and then add the transfer portal. Ew. My phone's been blowing up. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? I hadn't seen it yet. It's a different world now. The first take of it is when you think of Saban taking that first shot. It's like the guy on top of the mountain, and he's always been on top of the mountain, and he gets his feelings hurt, and then he starts blasting people. I know Jimbo Fisher, too. That's really spicy. Jimbo's saying he's got to defend his players. Oh, bleep. I ain't buying that at all.
Yeah, that's the last part.
defending his players.
Yeah, I think that's...
you put it best earlier, the shield of the 17-year-old.
Yeah, he used 17-year-old human shields. That was smart by Jimbo.
Yeah.
He came out and acted like Saban was attacking the players. And you throw that out there without giving anybody any time to ask themselves, like, well, wait a second, was he actually attacking the players, or was he saying, it sounded more like he was attacking the school. He threw those guys out there, and that makes him look like the honorable one there.
Yeah.
Which, frankly, yeah, this was Jimbo Fisher yesterday morning did not wake up expecting to hear about Nick Saban having torched him at a press conference.
No.
Or is it 2 days ago now that he would have found out about it?
Yeah.
There's all these, you know, all the various pictures of those two just being happy as pie in each other's presence. Those days
not
are no
anymore.
Longer. Jimbo Fisher did not accept Nick Saban's call the other day.
He did not.
Might have been the first time that's ever happened to Nick Saban, at least in the last 20 or 30 years.
Someone doesn't pick up the phone when he calls?
Yeah.
Probably.
He's probably sorry. Poor secretary probably got blasted for it.
142 days, Seth. 142 days till October the 8th. A&M in Alabama. Is that all of a sudden? That's the main event of this college football season right now. A&M versus Alabama. It just became the biggest. It was already a big game on the schedule because it was going to be a revenge game for Alabama at Tuscaloosa. This will be the most highly anticipated game that has a 16.5 point spread of all time.
There are going to be so many Alabama people upset that Alabama seat holders sold to Aggie fans, or to Aggies, excuse me. So, like, Lopez is going?
He says he's going.
He's planning on going?
He says he's going. I'm going to check. You know what I'm doing during the break? I'm checking the ticket broker websites to see what prices of tickets are on that game right now.
I bet it's up there.
What do you think? Give me a number before I look, and we'll come back. I'll tell you what it is.
I don't have a clue on what. Okay, I'll say.
I want to sit in the upper deck. I just want to be in the stadium.
Like what they are for lower. I bet they're usually pretty expensive to begin with. So I don't know. I guess I'm going to say $500.
$500 for the good seats?
For the bad seats.
For the bad seats. Okay.
I bet it spiked yesterday.
That's what the minimum is to get into the stadium right now. If I want to get in the stadium, $500 is the buy-in.
That's what I'm claiming.
That's
your
guess.
Check that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna check it during the break. And we'll tell you what it is. We've got a report card on the Texans offseason to get to as well. And we got headlines. We got a busy show here on a Friday. 713-572-4610. It's Payne and Pendergast. Stay there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.